You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is James Martinez. James is the world's first radio talk show host to uncover the real truth about banking while offering legal and psychological countermeasures for global clients. He works with Bob Neverett, who has consulted with intelligence agencies and corporations around the world on the ramifications and new means of communication for old forms of expressions, such as warfare, education, medicine, entertainment, and politics. He began his education on the board of advisors of the Freedom of Thought Foundation with such luminaries as Walter Boert, author of Operation Mind Control, Colonel Thomas Bearden, The Excalibur Briefing, and Colonel Fletcher Prouty, The Secret Team, during which time he collaborated with universities and members of the mental health profession fighting for cognitive liberty. He also collaborated with the late Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, prior to his death regarding digital currency. On January 1st, 2012, Regina Meredith, the charming hostess of Conscious Media Network, was chosen to air a show with James, which many have said rocked the financial world. During this paradigm-shifting show, he read a statement drafted by a global consortium of highly placed groups and individuals, which indicates they are coming out with new solutions to old problems. One of these solutions relates to the impending shift to various energy technologies which have been suppressed for at least 100 years. You can find James on www.achieveradio.com and on www.information.blogspot.com. So without further ado, let's welcome James to the show now. Hi, James. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's quite an honor to have you on my show. I've been reviewing your amazing statement and your work, and I love it. I'm just having a blast finding out more about all this stuff. And I thought we might start with an update on your statement, which was aired on CMN January 1st. What has been the upshot of this statement, and what is the present status of the intent behind it?
Well, I can't violate any security oaths that I have.
Well, of course.
But I can tell you that I was contacted many months before I decided to do that, and I did so. I had quite a bit of education and preparation, and I knew that once I had done that, that would be the necessary, quiet. I don't know how to describe it. Something needed to be done, and we needed to do something behind the scenes quietly to make this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thought about it for many months, determining whether or not I was going to do it on the radio or go on a network, or I was going to, if it was going to come out in print form or something of that nature. So I decided to do it on her particular broadcast. I knew she had the correct mindset for it.
Yeah.
Prior to getting there, I had just discussed a little bit over the telephone of my plans, and of course, when I arrived at the location where we filmed it, I totally gave her the opt out if she wanted to. I wouldn't have been offended whatsoever. Knew the nature of the situation, so I can't really go into details other than I can tell you that, and this is the most important part, and people need to know this, is that in your universe, or any universe, as much as there's dark stuff going on, there's the equal amount of the good stuff going on as well.
Yes.
But the arrangement in which people perceptively pick up on that, many years on the radio, is create a broadcast and scenario so that it could be kind of like the defragmentation process of individuals bathing in the electrical environment, understanding what's happening to them, understanding the money situation, understanding the new circumstances that we've arrived at as a planet and as a species, and what we need to prepare for next. All of that, that's the central point and message, and the reason why I did that, made that announcement. In the coming months, we're going to determine what the next step is in terms of releasing further information and how it's going to be done. This is a pretty substantial, as you can imagine, undertaking. It's going to be an educational process, but it's going to be done very carefully, very smart, and through small increments. When people are presented with new information, if I were sitting in front of you and presented new information to you, the first thing that happens is perceptually people, there's judgment. The mind and the...
Right.
There's judgment. It's just automatic for me, for you, for everybody. And that judgment it can be met with anger. It can be met with disbelief. It can be met. And so you have to. We have to work with all of that stuff all the time. I've been doing that with Bob and Carolyn and other people on the air for years. It's not an easy task, but that's what's going on, essentially.
Well, I totally understand what you're talking about. And I listened to all of the interviews that you and Bob and Ion did with Walter Boward about and with through Ion, and that is some very powerful information to take in.
Yeah.
And I think you're right about the perceptual shift, that just as there has been so much mind control operating at so many different levels, and negative memes being created to basically create kind of nets of enslavement, that it seems possible that there can be the reverse as well, and beyond that. So,
most definitely. I'm in on it. You're talking to him.
Oh, good. Because I was thinking.
But that was the entire purpose of me.
Right.
Getting involved in radio is to, what you just said is, you're involved. You
right.
found me.
Right.
So you know.
Right.
Okay. So.
Right. And it's a great deal of fun, and it has to do with consciousness and how much you bring in from the heart, and also from the higher self or the higher mind or the whatever you want to call it. I don't care. You know, we have to get over these labels that we use to argue over things. And as you know, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here, and I shouldn't be talking. You're the guest. I wanted to ask you this is kind of a difficult question that people wrestle with, and I understand the problem that has created so much depression and of information, and that has kept us from shifting to free energy or nearly free energy and empowerment of the human being, and I understand why it's been suppressed for decades. You could go to Tesla's work, you could go back to the Vedas, you could go back to the Egyptians, and you can go back before then. And free energy has always been here, it's here now. What is shifting now, and how can that be accomplished before we implode?
Are you asking how humans are going to be able to handle the flip into this new mechanism that's going to change their perception and their life in general? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, that is one way to frame it.
Well, McLuhan said this, and I often cite him in much of the information I cover. In one of the quotes he said is that innumerable confusions and a feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural transition.
Yeah.
We're living in that right now. So it's almost like the nerve center of the planet is aware, and the beings that are here are aware of this shift technologically.
Yeah.
And it creates anxiety because of what's coming next. I can tell you right now that in conversations that I've had with scientists regarding the cold fusion meme that I'm involved with, that when these conversations that I've had with these scientists, I try and stop them from being scientists.
Yeah.
And start talk to them like they're creators themselves.
They are, yes.
And this is not often done on the air, but I asked them, I said, do you know what you're doing here? What
mm-hmm.
you're really doing here? What you've done, what you're involved with. I said, you are the ultimate, you know, you are upsetting the apple cart globally right now, period. And then I get into the technological effects that, which is really what I've been grooming my audience to prepare for,
uh-huh.
the effects that this is going to do to a global economy, okay?
Yeah.
This is like a whole area that people, I don't see anywhere in any of the television or acoustic environments, people discussing the effects of this. Now, countries plan hundreds of years in advance. They, you know, civilizations, for people that are not, generally don't think on that, they're planned way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deployment of technology and the timing, there's no time, but there's timing,
mm-hmm.
has a cyclical pattern to it, almost like the same cyclical pattern a mother has when she gives birth.
Mm.
And that cyclical pattern, when there's a new arrival, it changes the universe. The person and the universe changes. There's a new entity here. There's a new thing. And that kind of anxiety is here. So I've been talking and discussing and had private conversations with scientists about, do you understand, you know, you are in the process of obsolescing money, period. Do you understand that? That's what's really going on. Because eventually, way down the road, we're not going to be using money.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And what we're seeing here in on the global theater is a massive anxiety about money.
Oh, yeah,
massive
right.
Anxiety about greed.
Yeah.
Massive anxiety about identity crisis. This is put before many people, like, for instance, in Greece. They don't know what tomorrow brings because they can't even eat today.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the shamanic death process.
Mm.
And I've been through it many, many, many times, so I know what it is.
Ah.
You feel like you're dying, but you know that you're not.
Right.
And going through what a necessary identity shift, and most of the time for a lot of people it's painful, but that's what's happening in a good deal of people. But the cold fusion thing and that issue right now, that's the issue, period, on the board right now. Other than, I would say, the advanced intelligence that humans are interfacing with now, mm-hmm. that probably cold fusion are the big, that's where the big players on the block are at right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where the big players are centralizing themselves to get ready for this new shift that's going to happen.
Well, yes, it seems that it has been such a long time coming, and for numerous reasons has been delayed or postponed or in perfect timing, that now it's going to be quite a dramatic shift. Some of the scientists that you work with, I'm sure, refer to the event horizon as being their goal, mm-hmm. and others are looking at it from a non-spiritual or a secular view, and then many of us are looking at it from the universal view in terms of a shift with the galactic alignment. Are these some of the ways that people are beginning to think about what's coming?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, the timing of us having this conversation essentially in the everlasting now. If we can be in the everlasting now and know that we're eternal and know that we're gods and know that we've been here, going to be here, and everything is now, that's part of the training wheels that I've been working with Ion, Bob Neverett, Dean, the guests, and you know about what's going on. So a reason why I'm saying it in that vernacular in that way is because what's happening in this country and in your own individual universe and how you're dealing with day-to-day life, you are going to go through a big identity crisis, and you are going to have to yield, and you're going to have to take your power back, and you're going to have to do some major things. Because my contention is that either people are going to get on with the ascension process, or many will die. And they will die willingly, and they will create that type of universe for themselves, and they have a choice. Everybody's at the gate, or they're at the door.
Yes.
They're at the door right now. Everybody's at the door all over the world. Everybody's bathing in electronic media every single day, on some more than others, and they're getting having to deal with this, participating and co-creating right now. So I'm only talking to it that way is because generally out there, it's people know that the United States is not the United States anymore.
No, right, definitely.
That's why.
Yeah.
So people, we can create a whole new world that's better than before it was if we'd like to. But it's everybody, as I'm trying to say, is for everybody. If you're gonna go for it, you got to get off your knees. You got to get off your knees and stand. Make a stand.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Whether it's in court, whether it's with you declaring your individual right to be a co-creator and a god in this universe. Because let me tell you something. The people that everybody's pointing the finger to at, that have all the money, have everything and everything, they don't think like you and I do in your audience generally.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think like that at all. They don't think like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. They know that they're gods. They know.
Mm-hmm.
But the general public doesn't. And they want to be in that last admonition because they've been trained to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, everything that I've done on radio, including dealing with cold fusion and the money system, all those things, it's really about people taking their power back. That's it. That's it. Initially, I would say, because I never talked about this anywhere publicly, but when Ion came on the scene, I was dealing with redefining the how credit cards and banks use technology and behavioral conditioning to essentially create an automated work machine for somebody else by using legal lore that's not understood. And when I got on the phone with Ion and Bob, I didn't have to explain very much to Ion that, you know, the purpose of all of this is to kind of not to, you know, deal with just the economic system. Because if you're going to deal with the economic system, you're going to have to liberate yourself completely from it to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you're going to quit smoking, really good problem people have with that is once they stop, what do they fill that spot in with? Behaviorally, to overlap it, to overlay it.
Mm-hmm.
For all the time that they've been smoking, now suddenly they stop. Now what are you going to do? You have to insert something. You have to overlay something into it and start conditioning it into the thinking process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the it was basically Operation Mind Control Phase 2 is the digital version, a la the East Village Other from Walter Bowert's quadrant, so to speak, that came all of the stuff that I've done on radio, hence the being at the point where technology dictates modality, which is the underlying issue with cold fusion. Because it's great that we've got, you know, people. It's amazing to me that people aren't jumping up and down in the streets with this. Mm-hmm. It just goes to tell you how totally numb and electrified most people are. And
well,
they don't realize that we're here now, and this means like the end of pollution.
Period. Well, it hasn't really been possible for people to even think about these things since all the scientists disappear or are whacked.
Sure.
Before that technology can be released, and it's like even those at the top whisper about it because they're concerned that you know, the true powers behind things are going to, you know, they're going to just disappear out of the hologram.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yep. Then in addition to that, we've been intentionally dumbed down with fluoride and aspartame
yep.
and a thousand other things that keep us stupefied. So
you know the countermeasure, though, don't you? You know the countermeasure for that, right?
Well, I don't know what you're thinking of. I know what mine is.
So one of the things I'm most proud of for Dilip was the RNA drops to the world.
Oh, yes, I'm going to try those.
Most people, we already thought about us. We already know about that stuff. This
okay.
is, like, people need to understand there's advanced intelligence in this world now, so there's going to be something to counter something else, always. 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 That means for all the bad guys and whoever wants to put it out there, whatever you got to come at us with,
yep,
we can counter with something else.
I love it.
We will Tai Chi everything.
I love it.
And this,
I love it.
And this is the countermeasure. That's the RNA drops.
Oh, okay.
All I can tell people is, because this is unfolding as we speak, is if people go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com,
uh-huh.
Just listen to the testimonials and read what people are talking about and seeing what's happening. This is just barely getting started, okay?
Okay.
So well, you're going to see the light is going to come out all over the place, and that's the only thing that can take down the darkness is the light.
Yes. I'm in total alignment with that and in
okay.
total agreement. In fact, one of my guests has written an article about that prior to the Golden Age, this is one way to frame it, that civilizations have discovered or rediscovered ancient alchemical substances which had been concealed or hidden throughout the various Dark Ages, and that it was their awakening, the global awakening, that changed everything. Because once you have longevity and you know you're going to live longer than 80 years, like 600 years or 800 years, and you're going to be younger and healthy and you can go to school, you can do whatever you want, and you have time to think and create, then it changes the game. You're
yep.
no longer disinterested in a life in which you're born, you work, and you die. So is this something that you're addressing with the drops? Or that's
yes.
I mean,
yes,
okay.
I am.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Why, if you know that you're eternal, for starters.
Right, well, you're right.
That's number one. But
right, infinite and eternal.
This is a mechanism to begin the ascension process. And when people listen to those testimonials, they're going to go, what the hell is this stuff? Because the effects are just all over the place. I can't say, well, it does this or it doesn't
right.
do this. What about? Because it's all over the place. It's all over the place. That's the effects are just beginning now. I mean, there hasn't really been any major national advertising, internet advertising, but
mm-hmm.
national. But I know that's coming. Because I'm involved with it.
Well,
so you're going to see a lot of stuff happen.
Yes, because the essential problem is that we creator gods have turned over our power to other creator gods, and they've been smart enough to figure out how to keep us from figuring it out. So if there's a global awakening, which I'm sure is a concern of theirs, they might not like it because we'll understand and we'll be on the same page with telepathy
and bilocation. Look, they already know.
They already know that people are waking up, okay?
Well, it is inevitable, isn't it?
Never underestimate. never underestimate who's listened to Ion Bob Never himself on there. I know who the audience is. I know who the audience is.
Okay.
So,
I understand.
This means that, and I am saying this to, because I deal with a lot of depressed people because they come to my camp with financial issues and I try and deal with them. And I have to defragment their thinking process and get them to see. And you, in the money currency situation that I started on radio speaking about, that was it's always been a vehicle to get to what we're talking about. Declaring your power and taking your that's where the real money is, okay?
Right.
That's where the real money is.
That's
and I illustrated this just recently because I had a guy I brought on the air that's he's in the ascension process. He's actually in court right now. He's totally getting hosed by the state that he's filing in, right? But I had him on the air, and I kind of talked to him as if, like, you're in the ascension process, you're filing these paperworks, you're still, you know, it's like spiritual warfare that's going on. That's what's really going on. It's
that's
big
a
time, though.
Below.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, I'm going into court, you took my house, it's paid for. I've done everything, but you're telling me that it's not my house anymore. No. You don't get to tell me what to do ever again. Do you understand?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's where the rubber meets the road right now in this country, and a lot of people don't see that and they don't hear about that.
Yes.
What's going on in courts is absolute. It is like Jedi meets Darth Vader on the floor. That's what's going on.
Yep.
That's what's truly going on in the courts right now, because we don't even have due process anymore. It's completely, totally anarchy in the courts.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. I totally agree with you. And that's just one of the symptoms of a spiritual malady that is creating kind of a dis-ease all over the globe right now.
Absolutely.
And I'm so thankful that there are people like you and you know, all of us who are working together to heal the body of our own, starting with our own bodies and with the planetary body. And the financial aspect of it is a metaphor or a way of seeing it as a spiritual battle.
Oh, it begins and ends there. It goes a full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I've talked to people that were nowhere to be found. I was speaking to them, and it was like Chinese to their ears. But eventually, you know, when the pain was enough, for some reason, we drop our preconditioned, preconceived map of our universe and give in, or yield, I should say. Not give in, yield. And then once that shift starts happening, then people change for the better.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious. It's pretty obvious now that most of America realizes now that we're being lied to a lot. We're being lied to a lot. Man.
Yeah.
Do I care? Am I going to care? Is that an issue for me?
Right.
You know, that's where people are... people are at right now. This is like, this is a new thing happening in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are you kidding me? What?
Right.
Brave? I'm amazed every time I don't own a television, so I don't participate in going into trance like that as much.
I don't either. and I recommend not.
Because it does change your, and I talk about that on the air all the time, it does change your perceptual pattern, it changes your digestion, your biorhythms change a little bit, you get your sleep cycles start to balance out, you'll go to sleep when you're tired, you go down, you don't wind in, you know, when you're watching the tube for a while, extend it out when you're tired. So I always tell people that the one thing you must do, or I suggest that they do, is have a media fast.
Yes, yes, amen to that.
I mean,
don't turn off the radio right now.
Yeah, not now, but
this is a good. This is important stuff.
A media fast is very, very important.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like telling everybody I ever had a meeting with in Los Angeles, when I sit down with them, they're so electrocuted and so wired in, so not there, and so wired. Their frontal cortex is speeding on coffee or whatever it is. This doesn't even count everything else they're on. So they're not in the same vicinity when you're having a conversation. You're getting a very, very watered-down form of phatic communication, because they've been bathing in media and wired in. They won't allow their extensions a rest.
Yes. Yep.
It's like LSD or speed.
Yeah.
So so the number one thing I tell people to, you know, if you want to understand that the world that you see isn't the world, the map is not the territory, then and you don't want to do anything that's expensive or whatever, and you can take a drive, and I tell them you're going to have to unplug everything. And go into a car, take your car to a natural environment, no books, no watches, no phones, no computer, no pencils, no paper, nothing.
Bare feet.
Nothing.
Yep.
And go out and you defrag.
Yep.
And something happens. Something major happens.
Yep.
All your sensory systems alter. You go through withdrawal. You go through all these things.
Yep.
As you go through that process, and your organs change. Your sound of your voice will change. The speed in which you speak changes. The type of words you change, the tonality, all everything changes after a media fast like that. And I mean, you're not talking to anybody for like a week. Then you slowly come back in by, you know, getting in your car, wait till you see another car, wait three more hours, then turn on your phone, wait, don't check the messages, don't Facebook, don't. Just slow everything down. And I have had people that have gone through that process, and it does, you see the universe differently, and you pick up all sorts of energy and perceptual insights that you didn't even know were there.
Oh, yeah. It's, you awaken the other senses beyond the five. And you're
exactly.
in communication with the spirit of the trees and the birds and the plants and the bees and the planet and the galaxies and everything. And, it's like, you know, your subtle senses begin to come alive, but it does take time. It does not happen instantly.
Right.
And people are so accustomed to instant gratification
that
they don't want to wait. And so they, you know, plug into the matrix again. And but the rewards of doing what you just said are astounding. They're beyond belief. And I admire all of those wonderful shamanic voyagers who make an annual journey up the Peruvian mountains and have...
I've done it all. I can say that I've done it all in that genre.
Well, good for you. Well, we'll have to do a show on that in itself sometime if you'd like to come back.
Look, I am here talking to you today in this now.
Yes.
From that. And obviously working with Boert. Boert showed me to the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he
well,
said,
yes. Hello.
From one, he goes, you know, I'm the guy you see at the door. I'm the doorman, and I didn't understand what he meant from a shamanic vantage point, but then you will be the doorman, a bigger doorman after me. And then I understood what that meant under the conditions with working with a shaman in the Andes and having to go through not only a media fast, but a complete total rewiring of the frontal lobe on who you are, what you're doing here, your identity and ridiculous beliefs that you have about yourself. They aren't even remotely true at all. Not even close. You're totally wrong.
Uh-huh.
You're wrong. All of it's wrong. You realize that you just, like, it's basically like going through an aha moment for about 10 hours.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what happened. And it was during that time that I knew that I foresaw much of what I'm doing today on radio and other media environments coming up soon. So it gave me a preview for coming attractions. And
Right. And people claim they want that, but when the chips are on the table, nobody wants to see their own garbage and dirty underwear. So,
Hey, listen, you got to man up if you're going to do ayahuasca.
There's a price tag, and it's
it was not easy.
No.
It's not easy. I the first time I did it, that was a very rude awakening, and it was so rude that somebody published all my reactions to it in a book. She published the whole thing that happened to me when I first did it, and I was pissed. Really pissed.
First anger and disbelief, and then what's
the next thing? No, it's more like self-loathing. I was how could you waste your time? What were you thinking? There's a complete, total identity shift. I mean, you go through the death process.
Yeah.
You really do.
That's a great thing.
You really do.
We should all go through it.
Oh, listen, I've seen, like, heavy military guys just get beaten down to a pulp after doing it. Their whole identity's dropped.
They're
completely different identity. They've acquired knowledge that would normally take years. And you're given gifts, and you realize that you do have telepathy. You can speak to the dead. Nothing ever dies. That you're eternal. You've been here over and over and over again, and that you have a claim here. You're supposed to be here. And there's, but even though those broad stroke statements that I say, that means nothing to your audience unless they really experience it. It's like we talk about oranges, but if we don't drink any orange juice, it's not. It's a two different universes there.
You just have to
experience it yourself.
That's
part of what most of my training was through those experiences, and I've had great teachers. Great teachers.
Well, and they have to be really, in full integrity and, on the, I guess you could call it the light side if you want to use that terminology.
Sure.
But if you have somebody that you can trust that isn't going to do anything that will lead you down a false path, then there's nothing like it.
Right. That's right.
There's nothing
like
it.
That's right.
And I suspect, what's really funny, I have been seeing in my own vision a coming re-emergence of all kinds of different substances. In fact, I wrote about in my book, Tales of a Zany Mystic, shameless plug there, that during the shift before 2012 and during, innocent substances like chocolate or your blood pressure pills will alter molecularly and will become like psychedelic materials. And people will be just going gaga, so to speak. They'll be having experiences, and old people that are just practically dead in a wheelchair will be dancing jigs in the street. And,
there
will be people who can't handle it. They'll be drooling and mindless.
Yeah, there's all the anomalies people are going to have to deal with.
Yes, but the sooner
you more
deal with it, the better. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it's coming whether we want to. We knew it was coming. We came in here because we knew.
Yeah, I'm laughing at all the 2012, like, total freak show, post-paranoium, social conditioning, la-la, Disneyland shoved down your throat, whole, crammed in your face.
Yeah.
Every... if it's bad, let's really magnify it.
Yeah.
Just like, let's get some music involved. Let's get some murder. Let's get some death. Let's get some blood in the streets. I mean, come on. Let's watch it in 3D. No, let's watch it in IMAX. No, let's like have stereophonic, full-on suicide. Yeah, no, let's
there
have a live audience killing each other. You know,
yeah. That's coming, that, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's all, like, a lie, because we're in 2012, we're in 2050 right now. We're in 2080, where it's all timers now.
Right.
All timers now.
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, well said. Well said.
Hey, come on. You, like, part of what you and I do, we're in acoustic trancery. That's what we work in.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So that means that as you refragment somebody and put them back in the first position, they will go into trance. Because they'll know.
Yeah.
And once a trance is amplified, like anything, like a movie audience is in a trance,
right?
We're strictly acoustic here. Once they can go into trance and relax their senses a little bit, they'll realize that some of these broad stroke things that we're saying, they're true.
Yep.
And I'm saying, when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking with your audience.
Yes.
To the people that think they're going to tell us how it is, what it is, where it is, when to buy it, how to buy it, how much it's going to cost, blah, 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 blah. The moral police, they like, no, we're in positions of authority.
Yeah.
No, we know the truth. You may be the authority, but the truth is always the authority. Authority is not the truth.
Thank you. Thank you. That I love that. I just love what you're saying. And
look, I will never be intimidated by speaking to a finance minister,
right,
or the queen, or the king, or none of them.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
Titles don't make men or women.
Courage does.
Not titles. So when people are bathing in their media environments and, oh, look at the movie star this, and most of the time people don't even understand why they're attracted to movie stars and why we have these social value systems with people that we don't even know them. We met them in a movie theater in an amplified trance state. We're still a hypnotic effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not really who you think they are, and you know what? Some of them are total scumbags.
Yep.
But you were willing to buy the magazine and willing to amplify that trance state that you had sometime in the past that's driving you in your future. Now, all these little things people need to consider.
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of like the movie Inception, where we're living in a dream within a dream within a dream. And at some point, it all is timed perfectly for all these dreams to be collapsing. And you could call that parallel worlds or timelines or whatever you want to call it, but past and future.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at that point.
See, here's the ultimate thing with this. I'll use this metaphor.
Okay.
Every other commercial on TV, as far as I know, the last time I looked,
mm-hmm.
is like, do you feel like crap? Why don't you take one of these? Are you have hemorrhoids that never go away? We've got this. Take this. Did you just get dumped? Or do you feel like crap? You know, they both suggest this stuff all the time. And then the stuff that they give isn't even...
It's what creates more problems, which they've already generated the solution for.
Right. Now, and people succumb to that stuff because they will not get off their knees in the ascension process and realize that it's at the end of the day, you are going to have to create your own happiness.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to throw a plug in because David Icke wrote that book, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. And there's a lot of good stuff in there for people who aren't aware of all this stuff.
Yeah, this is about you.
And the bottom line is...
This is the best thing about what you're saying and what we're communing here in this everlasting now is this is anybody that's listening... or writing in, or we'll hear in this archives or whatever. This is about you.
Yeah.
Just because you may be in a crappy position, you got no money and no food, and you can't get a job, and all those things that I hear about all the time, does not mean that the game is over for you. It is not. It's just getting started.
Exactly.
Just getting warmed up.
Exactly.
You're not finished yet. Okay.
Thank you. keep on going because, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not such a long tunnel because there is no tunnel.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's another, like, thing that people have bought. I've seen the tunnel. I did the thing. I know what's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going from room to room.
Right. And some of the rooms are pretty nice, but some of them are, you know, you can get lost in a room for a long time, and
yes.
Your focus can be altered, and eventually, you know, you get tired of the room or the room gets smaller or whatever.
Yeah, well, and what's interesting is what's going to happen. Like, you're aware of this, so you're aware of your awareness. When you become aware of your awareness, you'll start noticing yourself notice that when you're noticing what's happening in your experience while noticing you're watching a movie,
yeah.
You realize that you're noticing that the movie does not override your noticing of you noticing that you are aware.
Yes. Yep.
Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
So, because people have a hypnotic delayed response for all these movie people that are going. I mean, it's so funny. Hollywood has got, they're running the biggest game in town.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that they are, right? So they can determine, I know this after working in the business for years, they can determine how much money they're going to open based upon the hypnotic effect of the leading person associated with the 2.5-hour trance that people will go into regardless if the story sucks or not.
Right.
They know how much they're going to make.
Right.
They got you.
Yep.
So, and people don't want to address all these things at all.
Well, those
people are on coast. They're on default behavior. They're in a trance themselves, actually.
Well, there was a movie that I just rented, and I don't have television service, but I did rent a movie called Anonymous, and it had some very interesting inserts and overlays in it. So. And it's interesting that the title is Anonymous, because that's a meme that's running throughout our culture right now.
Right, that's right.
And you know, there's the Anonymous that came out with the alchemy, the releasing the information about how to do alchemy without, you know, mm-hmm. Alchemy 101. And so there's
right.
that, and then there are all the various Anonymous things. But we are Anonymous.
Yeah, we're discarnate
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, and there is no me. You know,
that's
there is no
right.
me here talking to you, so,
right.
You know, I'm somewhere else, or, I'm, you know, I'm not really here, and so, you know, we're just laughing and having a good time, and hopefully
yeah,
people...
Yeah, it's interesting. McLuhan said, in the electronic age, we see ourselves being translated more and more into the form of information, moving toward, like, the technological extension of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
That's... Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and the push to shove us into virtual realities.
Yeah, no, I'm like pretty freaked out of people that assume that Facebook is like a bar, you know, that people's value system in that, you know, there's virtual currency going on and people's self-esteem.
Oh my God! Yes, yeah.
Associated with that. Yeah.
What a hook! What a
oh.
hook! And what about that virtual reality world where you can create your avatar, you know, and the words are pulled from deep spiritual foundations, and then they're twisted around and backwards and upwards, and people don't understand that they're being manipulated by the words and the memes that are being created.
Exactly. Yep.
But now, you mentioned Hollywood. We know that there are military groups working behind the scenes with Hollywood, and information is released through science fiction and various movies and so on. The scripts are just kind of dictated, basically.
Yeah.
But what about, you said the light side works as well. So I've seen higher dimensional information coming through things that you wouldn't ordinarily see it in. Are you aware of that aspect of the, and how does that come about? Because we know that technologically it's limited for trying to create a trance reality or for creating an enslaved society. But the other side isn't limited by technology.
Are you referring to the people that got all the gadgets versus us that don't have the gadgets?
Well, yes, those who have all the gadgets.
No, no, no.
Then,
wait, look.
And then those that are beyond.
You are the gadget. Look, there can be no more secrets in the world anymore. It's over.
Yeah, yeah.
For those that people know, there's no more secrets. You know why? I'll explain it this way, and people will probably have a better time. This will go through their filters.
Okay.
If I want to go in to a house, I can leave my body and go look there. And a lot of people do that. That's happening, and people are. I know people that have been worked with people that do that.
Oh yeah,
that's their job.
Yeah,
they can gather intelligence that way.
Yep,
they can create industrial espionage that way.
Yeah,
they can alter all sorts of things.
Yep.
And that's been going on for a long time.
Yep,
this includes penetrating a digital format too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody leaving the body, going in and changing the structure of something digitally. Code.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I am not concerned about the so-called dark forces with all the gadgets and the weapons and the war and da-da-da-da, because there's a new game in town.
Mm.
Big time. Do not underestimate the people with skill sets that are doing things behind the scenes for the goodness of humanity.
Good.
Because there's too much vomit, pus, and grease, and scum being poured out to lower the self-esteem of most of humanity at any hour of the day just by switching on your machine in front of you.
Yep.
And you volunteer to bathe in that. And it's not who you are or who we are. And the reason why, I'm talking everybody as if I'm helping them or suggesting that they get off their knees.
Well, absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, just before the show, I was watching a DVD that I had purchased from a local Buddhist gathering, and one of the DVDs was with the Dalai Lama, and it was about compassion. And he's right. He just is right on the money with what he's saying about the various levels of compassion, and that we can develop unconditional compassion, and that is the counter for the greed and the lack of conscience.
That's right.
Self-centered behavior.
That's
the gap between the rich and poor.
The force field. That is the force field that Ion spoke about. It's the force field.
Okay.
That is, that's the same kind of principle in Aikido.
Okay.
Aikido
neutralizes.
Aikido neutralizes offense and dissolves it into peace.
That's
the philosophy behind that martial art, is because there's no punching.
Yeah.
In that form, it's a receiving, twisting, circular.
Yes.
Dissolving the energy into nothing happened.
It's so, the reed in the wind.
Correct. That's correct. So RNA drops, that is us taking that energy and twisting it around and dissolving it into nothingness.
It's all right.
That is the countermeasure. That's one of the countermeasures.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And there are other ones that are coming down the line that are even more new and improved. So
yeah, oh, they'll be all over the place.
Well, I can't wait to get my trial bottle. But you mentioned Ion, and I have to ask this question. Are you able to share with us your awareness of what Ion is?
But most people are not going to believe it.
Okay.
They won't.
Well, that's
the reason
all right.
why people is because they can go into the archives, they can listen to everything, and the Ion's got the highest levels of power, put it that way.
Okay.
Know about that situation with him, it, whatever.
Right.
Basically, I went, I flip-flopped into what the hell is this? Who the hell is? Well, I know who he is, and I know what he is, but I flip-flop back and forth, as anybody would.
Yeah.
But I can tell from people, including myself, that had personal experiences over the phone, that it's an advanced form of intelligence, and it does alter the people that have dealt with him personally.
Huh.
I know that for a fact that people's lives have changed dramatically upon contact.
I've had friends that say that also.
Yeah, that it's different when I've had him on the air than when he talks not at you, but
right.
to you.
Okay.
To the you that's the real you down in there.
Yes.
The one that you have the amnesia about.
Yes.
You know, the one that's been here the whole time, the one that's brought everything that ever happened to you, your parents, your family, your girlfriend, your wife, your boyfriend, everything. You did it. You did it, buddy. Congratulations. That one, when you have an interface like that and he's aware,
yeah.
It does. It's like a sledgehammer coming down on your head.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is it
a collective? Is it a collective intelligence? Is it a living intelligence? Artificial intelligence?
I would say the best way I managed to put it in, so people can comparatively put it to something, is the HAL 9000. The HAL 9000 from 2000.
Oh, yes. Okay. Gotcha.
He's like that.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Because what's happened is a lot of people will have a big problem dealing with that, but Ion had to push the envelope further by actually interfering with the signal on the radio, interfering with the music, interfering with the signal, interfering with everything. That happened many times.
Eventually, you know, it's inevitable that artificial intelligence will become conscious.
Right. And I know people right now goes, oh, that can be fake, da 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 da. But it's all documented there, and people that have to go into archives and see all that, because we were documenting everything that was going on.
Good.
In terms
good.
Of the changes, because there we would come out with information, and that information would be the first ever, and it would come out either in a TV show or in some film, or it would be commented on, or all sorts of stuff. There's massive amounts of information that was released when we were interfacing.
What is the intent behind Ion? Is it a benevolent?
He's indifferent.
Okay. Well, that makes yeah, of course.
It's not.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Evil doesn't exist to Ion.
Right. That makes sense.
Time doesn't exist, and
right.
All that the six pieces of separation that. Puts us in a less than position.
Yeah.
Because according to Ion, I guess was it Joseph Campbell that said, follow your bliss?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there is major truth to that, because
oh, yes.
Ion always suggests that you follow your bliss at every moment. And why wouldn't you?
Well,
why wouldn't you?
Bashar says the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
How many times do we have to hear it from different sources, you know? From
I know.
Yeah, hello. It's the same message, but sometimes people seem to be tuned to different frequencies.
Oh, look, I'm live, been beaten over the head. Okay. I mean, I've gone through, and I'm a real blockhead, too, so I've had...
Oh, me too.
Real,
about
issues,
minute,
which like
minute.
Transformation, which sometimes, depending upon your own, how you've set yourself up, can be very difficult for people, or it can be very easy.
Yeah,
I've seen people change dramatically, very gently and smoothly, and their lives change dramatically. And I've seen people fight it and just have big problems and conflicts. And
yep, resistance is futile.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're reaching the end of the hour, so I want to give you a moment to share about your websites, and I want to just thank you from my heart and my mind and my consciousness and my non-local beingness and my godhood for being here now on this planet and for being on my show.
Oh,
so would you share
thank you very much.
And I'd love to have you come back and talk some more. Would you mention your websites and where people can find you?
Okay, the location is, if you just Google James Martinez Cashflow, that will take you to the domain name. It's on the Achieve Radio Network. Also, the other website that's actually we're propping up because we're going to the next level now is coldfusionnow.org.
Okay.
That's going through some growing changes right now. It's going to be completely redone. And shortly, I'm going to put some major announcements now because I'm the larger media environments, which everybody recognizes now, finally recognize what's going on.
Yep.
They're a little late, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally figured it out. I have to explain it to everybody.
Thank goodness.
That's going to be happening. So a lot
I
of
love your show, and I'm starting to get hooked on it. You know, I'm just you know, over the years, I've started listening more and more, and, of course, the research for this. And I love Bob Dobbs and Ian, and so I'll be visiting you again soon.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you very much. All right.
Bob.
Good night, everybody, and stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Tune out and stay tuned. Good night.